I was thinking of at the end there, it talks about your starting out to write a novel, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, how does that part of it go? Was that true that you...
Leaving Detroit is smashing neither... is something neither Edwards does gladly. George Jr. came to Detroit in 36 with degrees from Southern Methodist and Harvard and a plan to gather material for a novel.
That's it.
I never wrote the novel, but I think perhaps I've lived it, the trim, white-haired judge said last week in an interview at in his federal office building. That federal office building would be here, I guess.
I bet it's the post office in Detroit.
You think so?
I don't know, but I would guess, because at that time...
Let's see, this is now 73. Uh-huh. 73.
That's 17 years ago, see?
Yeah.
You functioned out of Detroit to a significant degree for a long time, did you not? Had an office there, and... Did you not? Oh.
Once I was appointed to this court, I moved here fairly soon. Oh, we commuted for a number of years from Detroit and down here after I was on this court, but I never had office space in Lansing after...
Not in Detroit either? In Detroit?
Not in Detroit or Lansing.
Like Ryan now, Judge Ryan does have office space. You did not.
In both places?
Well, he certainly does in Detroit, and he sits here, so he must have some place here.
I don't know whether he does or not, but I don't think I ever had an office in both Lansing and Detroit. I can tell you what accounted for. But we did commute. Mm-hmm. We lived in Michigan. And we commuted for a number of years. And then going south on I-75, which had just, I guess, recently been developed to something approaching completion. Can't remember whether we were going north or south, doesn't matter. The critical thing is that it was, the roads were slick, and there was a beer truck involved in this thing. Anyhow, I think I had to I know. I wasn't involved in the wreck except witnessing it. 3 young guys obviously going hunting because they had shotguns in their car. Were going south or north, south probably, because they were going, it'd be more likely that the weather would be open south. And they, lost it. Trying to avoid running into the
It's a bad accident?
It was a bad accident. They lost it. I think the beer truck ran into them. And my contact with this was that I was right behind, and I managed to avoid the accident altogether. But I got out and went to the car, and here was this young fellow. One had been knocked out of the car, and the one closest to me had received the impact of this beer truck, which hadn't been able to stop. And I looked at him and I thought, well, he's not even hurt. And then I realized that he was sitting bolt upright and he was dead. He'd been killed instantly. Man on the other side had been thrown out, but he wasn't killed. That was when we moved from Detroit to Cincinnati. I said to myself, Edwards, you're using up your percentages, Buster.